The Bloomington Early Music Festival got underway last weekend. This year, the festival features 10 different performances of music from as early as the medieval era to a 1922 film score for Robin Hood. For one of the ensembles, Blemph is a test run for a program they'll be presenting in Boston a few weeks later. WFIU's David Wood has more.
Linda Pierce is an adjunct faculty member at the Jacobs School of Music in trombone. She is also the school's resident instructor of its predecessor, the sackbut. For the Boston and Bloomington Early Music Festivals this year, Pierce will be directing the ensemble sacabuche, which gets its name from the Spanish word for the instrument. Linda Pierce joined me in the WFIU studios for a conversation about the sackbut and her group's upcoming concerts. Tell us a little bit about the sackbut, the sacabuche.
The sackbut is the predecessor of the modern trombone. The trombone is the instrument that has changed the least out of all of the Western instruments that we play, basically. There have not been too many developments made to it. They're pitched in E flat or F and P flat, just like our normal trombones are. The material's a bit lighter, and this allows you to have a little more flexibility with articulations. You lose, however, in the dynamic range. Modern trombone players can play louder on their instruments. The instruments are suited to playing with a large orchestra, whereas sackbuts are suited to playing with small chamber groups. They accompanied voices in churches. And for this, their sort of softer timbre and flexibility of articulation was ideal for accompanying singers and helping them emulate the articulation of the text. So that's sort of, it was functional, basically. The same way, in the way that the modern trombone developed, was also functional. The orchestras grew larger. They needed larger instruments in order to accompany, 100-piece orchestras, whereas back in the 17th century, they were perhaps, they were playing in churches, very live acoustics, so you didn't need that volume in order to carry.
So what are the challenges of the instrument? I would imagine most of the players are coming from modern trombone.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of challenges are presented?
You need less air to play it, and I think that takes some adjustment. You need to adjust the volume of air that you're putting through the instrument just because it's smaller. Apart from that, you need to start thinking in a different way. You need to start thinking about sort of phrasing on a smaller scale. You start thinking about detail in a different way than you would with a modern piece. Baroque music is very detailed, is very ornamented, and you need to start thinking in that way with the Baroque trombone. And that's a change from sort of orchestral excerpts to thinking, every note can have a specific shape that will reflect the text that is set with that music. Whereas with a modern perspective, you're probably thinking in larger phrasing groupings, or, you're thinking about a large orchestra accompanying a large orchestra. So you're not going into that kind of detail within each note itself. And so that takes some I notice my students take some time. They need six months to a year to kind of start getting that concept into their head. How do I phrase this, or how do I approach this from a text-based interpretation? Those are the main challenges. The playing is basically the same. The slide works the same way. The positions are similar. They're not exactly the same, but very similar. So it's a pretty easy transition.
So how did this group itself come into existence?
It came into existence slowly and gradually. I was hired here as an adjunct lecturer 2 years ago, and I started out with one student, Ray Horton, who's still in the group. And the second semester I had a couple more, and the next semester, this fall, I ended up with four, and I think this semester I had seven. And we just kind of grew and sought out singers in the EMI. We're very lucky because the EMI has really been so supportive of us, as well as having a very strong modern department. The modern trombone department is exceptional here, so they've provided a lot of very talented and open-minded young musicians to work with. So this kind of combination has resulted in just me having really all of the resources I could possibly hope for to make such a great group. Yeah, it's been wonderful in that sense.
For people coming to the concert, what can they expect?
Well, they're going to probably be very surprised at how beautiful trombones and voices sound when accompanied by organ. It's an amazing sound. I mean, they're going to hear six baroque trombone players and five singers, a violinist and an organist, along with one of our singers, Jedediah Allen. He's very talented. Not only does he sing fabulously, but he's also learning the cornetto. So he'll be performing on the cornetto in that concert as well. And we're playing in a church which represents, as well as we can, the acoustics of St. Mark's Cathedral in Venice. For Bloomington, that's probably the best we're going to get, the closest we're going to come to that. I think they're just going to hear very, very beautiful beautiful music. I think a lot of people associate the name Sackbut with something kind of funny sounding and awkward or clumsy. And a lot of the music is so virtuosic and it is so beautiful, especially the vocal music. That's my sort of my favorite area. I think that's probably the biggest misconception is I would dare people come to this concert and really be pleasantly surprised. I think you'll hear something that will, you know, shock you and will change forever the way you interpret the word Sackbut if you ever hear it.
Well, great. Well, thanks so much for talking with us, and we look forward to hearing more from the ensemble.
Thanks very much.
Linda Pierce is the director of the ensemble Sacabuche and an adjunct faculty at the Jacobs School of Music. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm David Wood.
You can hear more music from Sacabuche by visiting wfiu.org. They'll make their Blempf debut on Monday, May 25th at First United Church.